Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin sat down with Aaron Harries, VP of Research and Operations, to break down the 2023 wheat harvest and provide his perspective on domestic demand and global trade issues influencing the wheat world in the latest episode of the organization's Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. According to Gilpin, every year is a little bit different, but 2023 is probably going to be one of those years that does stand out for a long time on charts, and not just due to the overall challenges this crop faced. Combined with the market volatility and unprecedented geopolitical events, everything that is occurring simultaneously within the wheat market right now is pretty incredible. The pair started by walking through the 2023 Kansas wheat harvest, which the USDA currently estimates will be one of the smallest since 1966 at 208 million bushels on 6.5 million acres. Gilpin referenced how the harvest number has shifted over the last 2 months. The crop was plagued by drought throughout the growing season. However, in May, rain started coming. Some producers received as much moisture in the four-week period than they had received in the previous 12 to 18 months. The rains did help fill heads, making a better than expected crop for many. USDA NAS currently estimates average yields at 32 bushels per acre compared to 19.5 bushels per acre in 1966, a gain directly attributable to the improvement in available wheat genetics, recommended farming practices, and decades of on-farm knowledge. Gilpin said, "Kansas farmers are proud of the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center that they've invested in and the strides that we've made in the past decade to address the challenges that farmers are facing. Whether it's through double haploid production or identifying heat and drought tolerance, it's an important investment that farmers are making. It's harder to see dividends from those investments in years like this, but I think that those strides have kept this from being a bigger disaster than it could have been. There's no question that drought took a heavy toll on the higher than average abandonment across the state. Rain also brought its own challenges, mainly in the form of increasing weed pressure, hail, and continual harvest delays. All these supplies factor into the overall stocks to use ratio, which is used to estimate how much wheat is available globally to meet the needs of consumers around the world. Geopolitically, the enduring tensions between Russia and Ukraine will continue to have a direct impact on the availability of world wheat stocks, as well as from where the world buyers can source these stocks. All these influences on the price of wheat bear watching as producers shift their focus from frustrating and challenging 2023 wheat harvest to putting the 2024 crop into the ground. Learn more about Gilpin's perspectives on this year's harvest, supply and demand factors across wheat classes, end-use quality, international market influences, and more on the latest episode of Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com.